This is the smell of a warm 3-day-old egg salad sandwich in a wimpy trash bag.
Wimpy, wimpy, wimpy!
Blech! And this is the smell of that same sandwich in a hefty, ultra-strong trash bag with new Fabuloso lemon scent.
Hefty, hefty, hefty!
Smell the difference? When life gives you stinky, get hefty, ultra-strong with new Fabuloso lemon scent. It smells like clean, freshly picked lemons. So no matter what's inside your trash, you can stop the stink and smell the lemon.
Today is Tuesday, October 26th. We'll explain where and how severe weather is still taking a toll on millions of Americans. Also, the U.S. is keeping a close eye on a military coup in Africa, while average Americans step in to help refugees from Afghanistan. Plus, more than one crisis at Facebook, detailed by thousands of newly leaked documents, Jeff Bezos's plan for a space business park, and the best time of year for baseball fans, what to know about the World Series starting tonight. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy, all the day's news in around 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. Millions of Americans are still in the path of severe weather this morning. So let's start with the Northeast. It's been getting pummeled with rain overnight, and more is still coming down. So flash flood watches are in effect from Massachusetts to New Jersey. One big concern is some of the same areas that got flooded by the remnants of Hurricane Ida last month will end up flooding again. It is not expected to be anywhere near as bad as Ida. Still, the governors of New Jersey and New York each issued a state of emergency to be safe. And that helps them get resources ready and send crews where they're needed most. Already, the same storm caused at least 13 reports of tornadoes in Missouri, Illinois, and Kansas. The storms damaged buildings and trees around the Midwest and knocked out power, but thankfully, no one was seriously hurt. All this came as another powerful storm set rainfall records in California. Parts of the state saw flooding, rock slides, and mudslides. But the good news is the storm also helped douse wildfires that have been burning for months. It's still not clear how much of a dent this made in the state's epic drought. A shopping mall became the scene of a deadly shooting in Boise, Idaho. Two people were killed and four others were hurt, including a police officer. So far, authorities have not released too many details about this. They say at one point there was a shootout between officers and a suspect, and they did eventually take the suspected shooter into custody, though that person was badly hurt. As of this morning, police are not saying anything about the victims, the shooter, or a possible motive. They just say the public is no longer in danger, and they believe the shooter acted alone. It seems the U.S. hit another unfortunate record last year. The FBI released new data showing the number of hate crimes reported in 2020 soared to the highest levels recorded in nearly two decades. The last time the numbers were this high was in 2001, when the 9/11 terror attacks motivated a big rise in Islamophobic incidents. This time, anti-Asian hate crimes made up a lot of the increase. Authorities have said a lot of hate comes from people who blame China for COVID-19. Black Americans also made up an especially large share of people targeted. Overall, more than 8,200 hate crimes were reported to the FBI in 2020, and the FBI still thinks it's probably an undercount. So the agency is now encouraging anyone else who thinks they've been the victim of a hate crime to come forward. Sudan is now in a state of crisis. The African nation's military detained the prime minister along with other leaders in an apparent coup. This did not come as a total shock, though. Things have been uneasy in Sudan for the last couple of years, since the government has been working as an alliance between military and civilian groups. But now the military is effectively in control. The Sudanese people aren't all happy about it either. Thousands of protesters filled the streets yesterday calling for democracy. But things got violent. Two people were killed and at least 80 were hurt by gunfire. It's not clear exactly what happened, but some local witnesses blame the military for this shooting. Internet connections were also cut, making it tough to know what's actually happening inside the country. In response to all of this, the U.S. and United Nations condemned the coup and called for the military to release Sudanese officials. The U.S. also suspended $700 million in direct assistance to Sudan's government. But the U.S. State Department says even though that economic aid is on hold, humanitarian aid will continue. For now, Sudan's top military commander is promising to hold elections by the middle of 2023. But it's not exactly clear what the plan will be until then. To be continued. The U.S. is making some massive changes to a longstanding program in hopes of helping refugees from Afghanistan. Private American citizens will now be allowed to sponsor Afghan families. Groups of at least five adults can apply, complete background checks, and start fundraising to make it happen. To be a sponsor, it costs almost $2,300 per refugee. That money will go toward housing and other necessities like food, clothing, and education. There's a lot of interest now because there are roughly 55,000 Afghans waiting on military sites hoping to be resettled into new homes. Until now, the process relied on nonprofits. But in the last couple of months, those agencies have been having a hard time finding housing, staffing, and jobs for them. Remember, thousands of Afghans got here all at once. Most of them had to leave home in a hurry soon after the Taliban took power in Afghanistan over the summer. So the State Department says this will be a way to help, quote, welcome and integrate Afghans into American society. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, we have a link with more information in today's episode notes. More news is coming up, but first let's take a quick break to thank our sponsor. Before I started The Newsworthy, I worked for more than a decade in traditional TV news, and I saw a lot of sad stuff in person every day. It's a big part of why I left and started this podcast, not only for myself, but also for others who felt bombarded by too much sad, alarming news. And I realized if we're not careful, any stress that we face in our lives repeatedly can lead to unnecessary anxiety. But thanks to therapy, it doesn't have to. And BetterHelp offers professional counseling that is both convenient and affordable. BetterHelp will assess your needs and match you with your own licensed professional therapist in a safe and private online environment, so you can connect from the comfort of your home. BetterHelp's counselors specialize in a variety of areas, including stress, anxiety, relationships, sleeping, trauma, anger, grief, self-esteem, and more. I want you to start living a happier life today. And as a Newsworthy listener, you'll get 10% off your first month by visiting betterhelp.com/newsworthy. Join more than a million people who have taken charge of their mental health. Again, that's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P, betterhelp.com/newsworthy. New whistleblower documents came out, giving the world a glimpse at what Facebook knew about problems on its platform and what the company did or did not do with that information. They're being called the Facebook Papers. One issue that came up in the docs has to do with QAnon. Remember, that's a movement based on the conspiracy theory that former President Trump was a secret warrior against a supposed child trafficking ring run by celebrities and government officials. Well, Facebook studied how its platform might have something to do with that movement gaining traction. It set up a dummy account meant to represent a conservative mom in North Carolina. It found Facebook recommendations led her to QAnon in just 5 days. Still, Facebook let QAnon stay and grow on its site for another 13 months before it took action. Another problem that came up again and again was about COVID-19 vaccine misinformation. Employees raised concerns that the platform had a hard time spotting anti-vaccine content, especially when it popped up in the comment sections. Facebook has since taken some steps to address misinformation in comments, though the documents show it took the platform 6 months. And those are only a couple of examples from thousands of internal documents that came out this week. Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg addressed the reporting, saying it paints a false picture of the company. He said, quote, "The reality is that we have an open culture where we encourage discussion and research about our work so we can make progress on many complex issues that are not specific to just us." A Facebook spokesperson also pointed out the company has invested $13 billion and has more than 40,000 people working to keep people safe on the platform. The scrutiny of social media platforms goes beyond just Facebook today. Lawmakers will be grilling executives this morning from Snap, TikTok, and YouTube. Today's hearing is all about how their platforms impact vulnerable young users. So stay tuned. For the first time, Tesla's value topped $1 trillion. It means Tesla joins other trillion-dollar market cap companies like Apple, Amazon, and Microsoft. Tesla's stock price shot up yesterday right after rental car service Hertz ordered 100,000 vehicles. Hertz is apparently building out its fleet of electric vehicles, and Bloomberg reports the deal is worth about $4.2 billion, the largest ever purchase of electric vehicles. As the Wall Street Journal says, this is just the latest boost to a company that's seen its valuation soar unusually quickly. And this is happening even as the company has faced some criticism and questions surrounding the safety of its driver assistance technology. Tesla's founder, Elon Musk, is already the world's wealthiest person, and Forbes reports he's now likely the richest person to ever walk the planet with a net worth of more than $255 billion, worth more than Google's co-founder and Facebook CEO combined. You already know space tourists have become a thing, but what about space businesses? Blue Origin, which is owned by Amazon founder Jeff Bezos, now says it'll create the very first private space station called Orbital Reef. Blue Origin says the new commercial space station will be used in many different ways, including commerce, research, and tourism, and that it'll, quote, expand access, lower the cost, and provide all the services and amenities needed to normalize spaceflight. Even NASA could one day become a customer. NASA has already said it'll be looking for private space stations to use for its astronauts and research, since it's preparing to wind down the current International Space Station. Blue Origin's new commercial space station is set to head to low Earth orbit and start operating by the second half of this decade. The World Series begins tonight. The title of Major League Baseball's champion will either go to the Atlanta Braves or the Houston Astros. The Braves became National League champions after defeating the LA Dodgers over the weekend. The Astros became American League champions with a victory over the Boston Red Sox. And with those wins, they both punched their tickets to the World Series. It's Atlanta's first time in the World Series since 1999, while it's the third World Series for Houston in just the last 5 years. It's actually the first time the Astros and the Braves will see each other since 2017. And for now, the Astros are seen as a favorite to win, and the Braves are the underdogs. Game one in the best-of-seven series is happening in Houston, and it starts just after 8 p.m. Eastern. You can watch it tonight on Fox. And that's it for the main news today, but now it's time for Trivia Tuesday, when we ask a different trivia question every week. But first, a quick break to thank our sponsor. I know because you listen to this show that you like to be informed before making decisions. So when it comes to hiring for your next open position, you need a hiring partner that'll keep you in the know about that too. So if you're hiring, you'll want to turn to Indeed. Why struggle on your own to find quality candidates? Instead, Indeed can help you hire the right people right now. With Indeed, you can attract, interview, and hire all in one place. Indeed is with you every step of the way, so you can find talent with the skills you need using tools like Indeed Instant Match, assessments, and virtual interviews. In fact, Indeed's data shows that with Indeed Instant Match, more than 90% of employers get quality candidates as soon as they sponsor their job post. So get started right now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/newsworthy. Get a $75 credit at Indeed.com/newsworthy. Indeed.com/newsworthy. Offer valid through December 31st. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Okay, now back to Trivia Tuesday. Today's trivia question is, in which country did Halloween originate? You can answer the question and play along on Instagram. Just find and follow us at NewsworthyPod and look for the trivia quiz in our Instagram stories today. As for last week's trivia question, how many pounds of candy corn are produced each year? The answer is 35 million. Yep, 35 million pounds of the classic orange, yellow, and white treats are made every year. That's said to be about 9 billion pieces of candy corn. The National Confectioners Association says candy corn ranks in the top three favorite Halloween treats that people want to get while they're trick-or-treating, after chocolate and gummy candy. But still, people tend to love it or hate it. Two polls from market researcher Morning Consult show just less than half, 49% of Americans said they find candy corn tasty, making it one of the most polarizing Halloween candies. But according to CandyStore.com, people in seven states, Alabama, Idaho, Iowa, Michigan, Nevada, New Mexico, and Rhode Island, named candy corn as their favorite Halloween candy in recent years. All right, thank you so much for tuning into the Newsworthy today and every day. As always, we'll be back with more tomorrow. Until then, have a great day.
If you're in business, you probably have a website, but can your site handle your growth? How many visitors before your site slows down or crashes? What about storage and data security? From web hosting to virtual servers, Pear Networks provides the online infrastructure you need to start, grow, and flourish. When it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 U.S.-based customer support is the best in the industry. No frustrating chatbots or sitting on hold for hours. Check out Pear.com today to learn more. That's PAIR.com.